Recording in progress.
Wait a second.
This is being recorded?
No one told me this would be recorded. Is that even legal in Washington?
Well, I heard that it was going to be a podcast, but at some level, I didn't think it was going to be recorded.
I don't think that they're allowed to record us.
I think Josh is committing crimes. That's what I think. Well, listen, we might as well make the best of it. And the only way I can see us getting through this is to create another scintillating episode of Penny for Your Thoughts, feast for the senses.
Feast for the ears.
Where we go deep, deep into the dark places of the earth, i.e. the Penny Arcade archive, and try to find treasures. What treasures ye may?
Well, we dig out the comics that you ask us to find, and we talk about them.
I guess, and we regret them.
We regret
a half hour every 2 weeks. But listen, I have got a
Yeah, exactly.
I have a rip-roaring selection for you. It's called Excavation, and it was requested by member in good standing Adrian Made This.
Oh, are we saying who requested it now?
We are indeed. We are inviting them into the ritual space.
Huh. Okay.
I know. Now, if you can bring that up. Wow, this is an interesting Gabe mouth period.
Yeah. I'm ready. I've got it pulled up and I'm ready to read my lines.
Perfect. Hit it.
I found a bunch of my old art and it is legit painful.
Is that a woman?
I was working from some bad information. Hey, do you have any of your old...
No.
Yes, you did. You did open mics at that converted church goth club coffee shop arcade basement. Come on, one line.
I will auger you with my diamond mind.
One line.
That was the line.
Oh.
So, first of all, it should be established. I mean, did I ever trick you into going there?
I never went to the coffee place. You got me to go to Ichabod's.
Oh, indeed. Well, that was slightly later when I started playing shows in town.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned the name Ichabod's because I had completely forgotten it. I was trying to regale my youths.
Oh, of your glory days playing in dive bars that burned down?
Yeah. You mean dive bars that were burned down for the insurance money? And then as far as my understanding goes, they were jailed or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, man. So, I mean, each of these venues is unique for its own reasons, but Piccadilly Pilar, which is the name, although, I mean, God only knows it could be pronounced some other fucking way.
Yeah.
P-A-L-A-R-E. I'm not familiar with this word. I think it's a Smith song or something. Anyway, so this was definitely 100% a real church, but the upstairs church portion, like a stone facade and everything.
Yeah,
the church portion upstairs was a concert venue.
What?
Yeah. I mean, and imagine, and it was, they had a lot of goth acts.
Well, sure. I mean, that'd be a cool place to play.
I mean, it was incredible to see a goth act in this, like, it was the best.
Well, sitting, yeah, in a church.
I mean, it was flawless. But all of these terms, converted church, goth club, coffee shop, arcade, basement. These are all the correct words because, you know, like in an old church, like their basements have a certain smell. They have a certain type of tile.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everybody sort of, well, I mean, I think a lot of people have probably had an experience with this at some point. And
well, yeah, go ahead.
Well, the basement, this became the place to hang out. This coffee shop that was downstairs. And they had all kinds of, you know, they had all kinds of other events there, but it was like super, like it was so lo-fi. Like it was definitely like a coffee shop insofar as you could get coffee and tea and stuff. But the vibe down there was actually just church basement.
Huh.
It wasn't especially decorated in any way. And they had, like, I think it was Friday or Saturday nights, they authentically had poetry night, like original poetry night.
Did you read stuff there?
All the fucking time.
Wow.
But
I wouldn't bring things.
You wouldn't come with something prepared, you mean? You would spit from the dome?
Well, I mean, not from the dome in the classic sense, although even spitting from the dome these days typically refers to a written piece that simply hasn't been performed previously. But...
Yikes. Hot takes.
Yeah, whoa. No, but what happened here was that you'd go down like with your notebook, and you would just write new poems, and they could be poems of like, it could be poems about poems you had just heard.
Oh, I see.
It could be like sequels to somebody else's poem. Like
it was all informed by the evening.
Yeah, it was the fucking best. Like it kicked ass. And obviously, you know, you're doing stuff down there, and then upstairs they're doing some kind of goth, you know, there's definitely some kind of a goth concert upstairs while you're down here doing this poetry thing.
Do you remember any of it? Any of the lines?
Oh, no. I mean, typically they were written on, you know, any old
waitresses.
Thing. No, human beings. Now, no, I mean, I also, it's like anything that wasn't a notebook. I mean, some of it was almost certainly turned into, songs for either the righteous corn farmers.
Yeah.
Or the Fine Print, which were the, in order, the two bands that I had done music with at that time. That would have been more of a Righteous Corn Farmers thing just because it was earlier. That was more of a 18, 19 thing.
Yeah, I definitely did draw some ladies back in the day for $5 usually per lady.
What do you mean? Do you mean that women would come to you and they would want pictures of women drawn, or you
what?
Mean that
no
you mean that no, young I'm saying men that
young men would come to me and
for your
say,
stylings
would you draw some boobies or something like that? Yeah, and what? I would do it for money.
That's
talking like seventh grade, eighth grade.
Oh man.
Yeah,
like what kind of poses are we talking about here?
I really only could do it from the front, and I mean it wasn't great. It lost all the drawings lost a lot of detail once you got south of the equator.
Well, yeah, it's here there be monsters.
Yeah,
it's the, just serpents.
Our mappers had not gotten that far. We had no good data to go on.
Yeah, well, and in fact, if you had merely had no good data, that would be one thing. But you and I have discussed this before. Where we both were, we had some dire.
Oh yeah, it's easy to have some misconceptions.
I mean, some dire misconceptions.
But the kids that you know, I was given these drawings to, they didn't know.
Well, no, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I like to imagine that it really probably messed up some of them. Like,
well, yeah, because they're gonna enter the arena,
yeah,
at some point and be like, wait a second, I thought for sure. That was like right here. On the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean I knew that it involved laying down. You know what I mean? Like yeah. I didn't know a lot. I knew that it involved laying down, and so I was like, oh well, I mean, obviously, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the situation. And
oh, I'm sorry, but I have to pause it. Kara just texted me help. I need to go help her with something.
Oh, here, you help Kara.
I'll be right back. Okay, sorry. She had a Zoom call too that she did not know how to.
Oh, okay. So was she late to this Zoom call?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to manipulate Zoom 24/7 in this house.
Yeah. Nobody else messes with it.
No. Now, I mean, I think we have gotten it. We didn't know where the stuff was. Piccadilly Pilar is a real place.
Yeah, is that a woman hating you? And you know, yeah. I mean, the long and short of it is that we have known each other for a long time.
Yes. And it was a little bit too early. Like the first, the hangout switched from Piccadilly Pilar to Java Junkies, and I played a couple of shows at Java Junkies for coffee, which I believe we have described before.
Yeah, I never did Java Junkies, but we both hung out at the hell Cyber Java.
This, well, you, I mean, that wasn't the name of it.
What you was call, it?
What I, this is what I think is funny, Michael, is that you remember the name you made up for the place better than the actual name of the place.
So it wasn't called the Cyber Java Monkey Hut?
No.
No, and now I don't remember the original name of it either. It was an arcade that was a new arcade they had put in the same place that Wonderland used to be.
Over there, yeah.
Yeah. But then I remember that guy came in, and then he had the place, and he wanted to turn it into a place that was snacky. So you can tell that places becoming snacky was the move. That was the move of the era.
Everything had to have a coffee portion.
To sell snacks.
Yeah.
But I remember that he had like come to you once, and he was like, yeah, why don't you paint a huge mural on my wall for free?
Yeah. He thought, yeah, he's like, yeah, I'll let you do that if you want. What the fuck? No.
Yeah. Even at a young age.
Yeah. 17, 18, something. I don't know how old we were back then. Like, yeah, I'm not going to get paid an exposure.
What, from an arcade? We probably could have wrangled. We probably could have wrangled for free tokens.
I bet we could have got tokens.
Honestly, I would have paid you.
Yeah.
If it meant free tokens forever. Because they had a Soul
Calibur.
Oh, so they had a Soul Calibur machine right inside and to the left.
Yep.
Well, we messed that one up. What's the next one here? And here's Gabe with the weather, requested by Link TK7.
And here's Gabe with the weather. Oh, I see. Many gamers believe the new weather channel on the Wii serves no purpose. They are wrong. You can use it to destroy a life.
Man, this fucking weather game is off the hook.
Weather game?
I just beat it. The ending is tight and also sweet.
Several hours later, can't move the numbers. Numbers change. Can move the globe. Numbers changed. Why did you change? It's raining in Shanghai.
How you doing?
It's raining in Shanghai.
Oh, shit. That's bad, man. I hope you saved. This is a malevolent strip.
Yeah. This was a bad one. I had forgotten about this strip.
But we had, this was an authentic channel. Because on the Wii was a strange device.
Grandparents had a Wii.
Yes. Well, grandparents motherfucking still have a Wii. I'm here to tell you right now, they're still playing, like, Grandma Shirley.
Grandma Shirley's got a Wii?
And Lou. Oh, yeah, dude. They had a Wii, like, right at the beginning of the whole thing. They still, for them, that's still the game system.
Wow.
I'm not even joking. Like, it's installed under the television.
Yeah.
Has been since the Wii came out. They have gotten new televisions, and to each. Yeah, typically, that's when we would, you know, that's a triage situation for me. If I'm changing a TV, it's like, I'm not plugging anything in here that doesn't need to go back in.
Right, exactly.
Not them. For them, it's like, and it's like the grandkids. It's like, we are not in that particular zone, right? I mean, like the great grandkids. Like, they're all still playing this fucking Wii. If there's some kind of a home, if there's some kind of an event over there, the Wii is out. It's being played to this day.
Yeah, I remember the Wii. I don't remember this weather channel thing at all.
Well, because sometimes they would add channels.
Channels,
right? Yeah, exactly. And so, for example, they had an internet channel also.
So long ago.
I know. But that was just the browser, right? Because remember, their whole UI was like really big. It was like a TV that was broken up into smaller TV screens.
Yeah.
Right? And so it has a forecast channel.
That's right.
Which was their weather thing. And of course, they put up like, I think if I recall right, they had like demos for stuff and, right? They could sort of populate that with different things. But Nintendo has always done kind of wild. They've always had weird little experiments with this. Like,
oh, wow. You want to know something crazy? Look at the comic. Look at what the next comic is.
Let's see. I'm going over to the news post real quick. Hang on.
Don't care. Don't worry about that. Let's keep looking. Let's look at the art.
Oh, you mean the hawk and the hare.
The hawk and the hare. We did a Wandering Age strip right after that comic. I always like to look at what's like before it and what's after it.
No, I do exactly the same thing. So if I'm trying to remember the hawk and the hare. Yeah, that's right. That's the tea house.
Yeah. Oh, man. So he goes... I worked so hard on this.
I assume it's terrible.
You know what? I've changed my opinion.
On yourself?
On myself.
I realized this just today. I'm great.
I've always been great. Started off strong, only getting better.
Started off local, but thanks to all the haters I know. Sorry, it's a Drake song. Anyway, please continue.
I'm just looking back and I'm thinking about all the stuff I learned and how hard I worked on these and how proud I was of them. And I'm proud of that young man.
I'm not there yet. I do not like. I like the young. I mean, I remember the young man that you were, and I like him. But
sure,
the young. You know, no, thank you. Bad. But it was always so fun to do the cardboard tube samurai stuff, just because first of all it was just very different than what we typically do. But second, we were always trying to put a weird idea in it. I love the idea that you get through this, the Hawk and the Hare part 4, and you don't see any of that.
No, you don't see the whole fight that has been building up.
You don't see any of it.
We take the camera completely out of the tea house.
I like that a lot. The one with the bridge, the one with where there's an assassin on the bridge that has a sword inside the umbrella.
Yeah.
And then it's like the idea is that the umbrella part of it isn't really useful. And then it starts to rain. And then she has an umbrella. We don't even show the rest of the fight. Like, it's just about dialing into like specific moments and showing
weird,
them.
Yeah. Cool small ways. Moments, weird parts of moment, you know, before something happens, right after something happens.
Yes.
Those are the things that, yeah, I find interesting.
Dude, honestly, go to the strip right after that one, right after the Hawk and the Hare, just part for 4? The L of it.
Oh my God, that's a weird strip.
That's a really,
we were
really
playing the hell out of the Wii.
But it's because they had people were trying shit on there.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Elebits. You would look around and like shake little objects and they would fall out.
Yeah, dude, you'd shake the fuck out of them. Let's see. So, I mean, obviously, what an incredible excursion.
Yeah.
Next up, care of Altan. Straight off the dome.
Right, you should do this. You should be Kay Reezy.
Here, yeah, I got it.
We should make it known that this man is named Kay Reezy.
Well, his name is Kay Reezy, and he is the model of the food court gangster.
Yes. He wears a Mark Echo getting up hat.
Yeah, and he has a K on his necklace, which one presumes is intended to seem golden.
Yeah. Let's get through this, and then I was going to say something about this strip.
Yes, straight off the dome. So, again, this sort of goes back to the syllable thing, right? I know where the syllables are in this.
I know where your syllables are, motherfucker.
Your mom's fucking syllables.
I saw your mom's syllables last night.
Last night. Anyway, steady nestled in these verbal crenellations, words like missiles, yo, I'll bristle y'all formations. Much love for my soldiers at the CPK in the Valley of the Shadow of the EB Games. And so then in his imaginings here in the food court, the person at the soda place also is part of it. And so he says, 50 Cent, motherfucker.
Let me ring that shit up.
They got that blood on the what?
Grip then tip your cup.
Yes, that's very good. Now, but the basic idea, and then there's no more poems. Then there's no more stuff. There's the girl at the candy store. She makes me really nervous, but she's clearly cool.
She's cool, and she likes Kay Reezy.
She's down to clown, actually.
But he's blushing.
But he's dumb.
Yeah.
The issue is that he's too stupid. But I have asked many people. I don't know anybody else who has actually played 50 Cent's Blood on the Sand. Let alone all the way to its completion in co-op. I have. I unironically enjoyed 50 Cent's Blood on the Sand. My understanding is that he's trying to get his skull.
You know, I don't really remember.
If memory is correct,
Yes, that's right. There was some kind of skull he needed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was trying to get his diamond skull or a gold skull.
What's funny is, like, my children have really no concept of what a mall is.
No. No, you know what? That is not 100% true. So, is it Edmonds? It's a little bit far. It's a little bit north of here.
Yeah. There's a Linwood Mall.
Yeah, I think that that's the one. This is where Ronya wanted to go.
To the mall?
Yes, she wanted to go to the mall with her cousin Cora. There to cavort.
Is no everything doubt outside of Seattle just fucking hell? And like the idea that the Linwood Mall is not in Edmonds.
I don't know. It's hellified. I mean, it's up there. Anyway, I was just surprised. Like that was her chief delight.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they wanted above all else. They wanted to enter into this, like essentially an unguided social space. They wanted to
be left alone.
Yeah. And they wanted to still have access to food.
Sure. Yeah.
It's like they want to be left alone, but they also want, they don't want to starve. So it's a, you know, obviously they're in a complex.
I remember that food court and the mall being, you know, such a, I don't know, just that's where we went.
Well, it was a heady realm too, because it wasn't just where we went. It was where individuals in our age group, but occupying a variety of social strata.
Yeah.
Also dwelt. And those, it was possible to have really sophisticated conflicts purely with the eyes.
Yeah, I mean, you ran into people there. It was just another place for school, but it was multiple schools converged on it, right?
Exactly. And the distinction I would make is that it might have the school people, but the school dynamics cannot fully penetrate that space.
Yeah.
And so it actually, there's a lot of chaos potential.
When I think about like the sort of posturing and clothing and stuff, you know, that was going on back then, like today, I don't know if it's the same in your kids' school, but kids are off just wear pajamas. Like they don't really care. They're just hoodies. Hair looking a mess.
I've definitely seen some types of stuff like this. I'll tell you that if I drop off Ronya,
or maybe I just don't have a daughter.
Yeah, I mean they're rad. you should try it. But there's some of the social dynamics are definitely like it's very, very unique. If I drop off Ronya and I cannot, the radio station that she asked me to turn on. By the time I open up the door to the car to let her out, it's very important to her that I turn the radio off, I guess, so that no one hear the music that we have in the car.
What kind of music are you listening to?
Just it's called Warm 106.9.
Warm 106.9. Is it like easy listening?
Well, no, it's the greatest hits of the 80s, 90s, the aughts, and today.
Well, that seems okay.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like it's nothing different than anyone else is listening to.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying like I have to police this social border. There's a lot of work to be done there, I guess.
Yeah.
But understand. So that mall situation, that was part of a whole category of experiences, which, persisted even until we had started the comic, frankly.
Oh, yeah. I remember Northtown Mall. We were still going and hanging out there.
Yeah, it's because it had all the shit.
So we went to buy video games.
Yes, we went to purchase video games there because, well, this is the best thing. For some reason, there were like three video game stores and they were all owned by the same company. It just took them a very long time
to consolidate. Yeah.
To consolidate. And so if somebody didn't have something, there was two other options in the same place.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you have to go all the way downstairs to that Babbage's.
Yes. Out by that exit.
Yeah, right? By the exit.
Yeah, we had to hit Babbage's. And what's funny is that, like, depending on where you are in the country, like, that's the store that they know.
Yeah.
Right? So Babbage. But then
Port Center was up in the newer, nicer part of the mall.
Yes. And then the EB, that's like right by the food court.
Yeah.
So you can't lose.
Can't lose.
Like, clear hearts, full eyes, right? I mean, whatever the thing is, you can't lose is the takeaway. Yep. And they have nothing. I remember it's like you go in right along the side. They got the new games. I remember when you picked it up and it was like Tribes. And it's like, what's Tribes? And it's like, well, it's only $20. That can't be good. And it's like, oh, well, it's multiplayer, but it doesn't have a single player campaign.
Yeah. And
it's like, well, I mean, I got $20.
Let's try it.
And that was life-changing fucking shit. And the best part of
Fields.
Exactly, Mrs. Fields. And then you head home. But then when you bring it home, when you bring the Tribes home, that's when you discover that once it has executed the software from the CD, it is no longer required. You can just put in the Notorious B.I.G.
You can put in whatever CD you want.
Yeah, and it will just play those songs. Well,
yeah, I ordered while something you were on eBay no the other day. It was a CD, and I was like, it was just like a CD that had information on a World War II ship that my grandpa was on. I was like, this would be great. All the information is on a CD.
You find one?
As soon as the CD got here, I was like, I don't have a CD-ROM in this entire house. Like, I don't have a drive in any. I have how many? I don't know how many computers I have. None of them have a CD-ROM drive.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, I mean, I'm looking down at the PC that, you know, you and I are talking on right now. It's the one that we play Enlisted on, right?
Yeah.
It has a row of fans in the front. There isn't even any fixed discs.
No.
In this motherfucker. It's all fancy fans that glow a range of different colors. There's nothing. It's like, if it is not on a fucking, if I can't plug it into the USB, it's not going in here.
Yeah, I had to order a USB CD-ROM drive.
Yeah, you know what's going to fucking happen? You're going to get all that shit off and you're going to put it on a thumbstick and then it...
Yeah.
And then throw the CD away, I guess. Yeah, put that shit up in the cloud, like immediate mall.
Plane flying right by my house right now.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. I just hope it's not... Can you hear that?
No.
Oh, that's great news.
I hear something. I hear fairy pipes.
You hear that?
And strings. Well, you were just really making loud a noise with your mouth. No, that's your mouth. I know what that
flying
is.
Flying over my house.
Listen, this is turned farcical, Michael. It's the only thing we can do now is sign off and thank Club PA for listening to another half hour or so of our podcast, Penny for Your Thoughts. We will, of course, be back in 2 weeks. I can't promise it. Maybe there'll still be a plane over Mike's house. We'll investigate that. God damn it. Stop. All right, bye.
Bye.